Hey, Riley Green. How are you, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Great to chat with you. Congrats on your fourth number one single, going for 2 weeks.
Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, so how's it feel to see the song win like this?
I mean, it's awesome, especially when you write a song. As a songwriter, it's really validating to have a hit like this. And it's cool to watch it kind of become one of the biggest songs in my set live. You know, it's a really fun song to play.
Now, one thing for sure, you're no longer the most underrated artist in country music. You're getting the well-deserved flowers. When you look back over the last decade, was there something about your mindset that kept you focused?
Well, I think probably my biggest motivation was that I did construction work until I signed a record deal. You know, for about 20 years, I was building houses for a living. So any opportunities I had in country music, I was really, really motivated to make that work. And I've always enjoyed writing songs. So whenever I got an opportunity, I didn't turn it down. You know, I played anywhere they would have me play at for a long time. And I think that's helped quite a bit.
Yeah, and I think the tone of country music kind of took a turn towards a traditional style, and that kind of leans into your songwriting style. Would you say that, you know, you've kind of seen that also?
Oh, definitely, yeah. If I can have any kind of career at all, traditional country music's definitely got to be making a little bit of a comeback, and it's just cool to see guys like Zach Top, and you know, like I said, I've always really, really been kind of more traditional stylistically, so it's nice to see that stuff come back around.
Yeah, it kind of makes me think, hearing you say that, that perhaps you were just ahead of the curve, right? It wasn't that people weren't, they just didn't know how really to digest the sound you were giving them, you know, because even when you go back to your earlier stuff, you know, during the There Was This Girl time, that even that had the traditional line. There was a little bit of a pop lean, but not really. Like, you've always kind of stayed true to that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where country music's always going to stylistically, you know, kind of go through different phases, and I just think that storytelling is kind of the root of country music for me. That's kind of what always makes a song country, and as long as I keep doing that, I think I'll have a place, at least be able to go play shows, you know.
For sure, man. Now, the Don't Mind If I Do album, it's incredible. Change My Mind is probably my favorite song on the album. Tell me about that song, if you will.
Oh, it's a really fun song, man. That's probably the one on the record that I was the most proud of how it came out, because when I wrote the song, you know, and I got this acoustic work tape on my phone of the day I wrote it, and you really don't know what it's going to sound like in the studio. A lot of songs you really have a good idea about, and that was one that we were just kind of scratching our head trying to figure out. And it's got a little more of a rock feel. That guitar lick at the beginning is just perfect for it. So it turned out really good, and it's a really big song in my set now. It's
so much energy.
It's a song, man. It's one of those you don't know what it's going to be until you hear it, and fans really kind of latched onto that one.
Yeah, I love it, dude. I played it at the dance hall. It's a hit. It's a great two-step. Did you write on all the tracks, or did you have outside cuts?
I think I might have cut an outside song, one, maybe two, but wrote the majority of the record. I don't get sent a lot of songs, you know, being that I've written so much over the years, people don't really send me a ton of ideas. I kind of have to fend for myself when it comes to albums, but there's always a couple of songs I try to pick out to throw on there to keep people thinking about me in the writing room.
Is that something are you open to that, though? If people are like, man, I think Riley would sound good on this. Like, do you have that open door where you'll listen to stuff that people send?
Yeah, I don't have anything where I've got to be a writer on something. I mean, I always wrote because I enjoyed it and because I thought I knew my fans pretty well. You know, seeing them every week playing shows is kind of how I learned to write. But I'm always open to a great song. I mean, the song always wins for me.
Now, let's talk about great songs. Don't Mind If I Do, the title track. It's going to be your next single to country radio. It kind of gives the vibe that around the time y'all wrote You Look Like You Love Me, that y'all might have been, you know, on a tear writing. And did y'all write this around the same time?
Well, You Look Like You Love Me, Ella had started and written, and somebody had sent it to me, maybe a promoter or somebody, and I thought it was cool, and I really just kind of thought it might help the song out if it had a guy's perspective on the second verse, so I wrote that second verse for it. It became a hit, and then I wrote Don't Mind If I Do by myself in a green room in, I think, Fayetteville or Rogers, Arkansas, when I was on tour, and I asked Ella to come by to sing on it, to put a female vocal, and she did an awesome job, so
so yeah, you wrote
it was
that whole thing yourself.
Same time, but definitely came out of us being on tour together last year.
You wrote that whole thing yourself?
Yes, sir.
Man, dude, that is so incredible, bro. We got to get that to number one. Because, like, I love hearing the soul songwriter stories, man. Because, like, that's so special for y'all as an artist.
Oh, it's awesome, man. You know, Worst Way was a solo ride as well. I wrote that one. And when you get a song like that that becomes a hit that, you know, you came up with, it's very validating as a songwriter, you know.
Man, bottle that stuff up, brother. That is amazing. Congrats, dude. That's so cool.
Appreciate it.
Now, real quick, Kane Brown might be the only person near you in the fitness realm. How much time a day do you spend on health and wellness?
Well, it's certainly become a hobby of mine. You know, it's definitely something on the road I'm a lot more mindful of, just because the lifestyle can be pretty tough on you, and traveling all the time and trying to eat healthy is hard to do on the road. So, you know, I've got a gym that's built into a trailer that we pull behind one of my buses, and I try to work out, you know, at least while I'm on the road, you know, for an hour or so, just to get out and do something.
Now, do you have a secret fitness health remedy or process that you encourage others to try that works for you?
Man, I just eat a lot of scrambled eggs and drink a lot of water. That's really it for me.
I love it, Riley. I got to let you go. We're getting to that 7-minute mark, but always a pleasure to catch up with you. Keep on writing them hella great music, man. It's so damn good. Like, you're my favorite right now, and I hope you just keep it coming.
Well, man, I appreciate that a lot. Good talking to you, and I appreciate your help with everything.
Yes, sir, Riley. We'll see you down the road.
Okay, see ya.